Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie coming at ya. I wanted to talk to you real quick and give you guys a really good recipe. One of my favorite things to eat, oven fried Parmesan chicken. So basically, if your doctor says to you, you should eat more chicken rather than red meat, the leanest part of chicken basically is the breast. I mean, you want to stay away from the darker meat because that's more fat. If you can't afford chicken breast, then go to thigh. Whatever you do, like cut off some of the fat. You know, you can roast, broil, grill chicken. You know, you can put herbs on it, spices, garlic, whatever you like. But, you know, diabetics and women with PCOS, we really have to take care of ourselves, and we really have to plan meals and make meals that would be satisfying and, you know, interesting. And sometimes, you know, just make you feel good, you know, down home cooking, but just tweaked a little bit so it's not bad for you. So here's my recipe. Got it all written down here. You want to take one egg and you want to slightly beat it, okay? 2 tablespoons of milk, or you can use fat-free or 2%. 1/3 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, or if all you have is the stuff from the grocery store, use that. 1/3 cup of fine dry breadcrumbs. Now, a lot of times I make my own, or I go to the dollar store to get them. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, crushed. If you don't like oregano or you have allergies, I would suggest parsley and a little bit of basil, if you can have those. 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. If you don't like paprika, don't put it in there. 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper. Okay, that's essential. You've got to have black pepper. Unless you're allergic, obviously. So, and then you take 2.5 pounds of meaty chicken pieces, such as breast halves, thighs, and drumsticks. You can skin them if you'd like, or you can have skin on it. It really depends on you, but you know, less fat and a little bit more healthy for you. You want to basically take the skin off. You can put fresh oregano leaves on it if you'd like. If not, I'm not a huge oregano fan. I mean, I'll have it with different things, but a lot of times I'm more of a basil and a parsley gal. So that's basically it. And you can mix and match different herbs, like I said, and you can add other things. You can add a little spice to it. You want to put a little Tony Cachet's, I believe it's called, or anything with a little bit of zing to it, you know, would it help, I don't know, kind of jazz it up a little bit. So what you want to do is you want to preheat your oven to 375, okay? You want to coat a large, shallow baking pan with cooking spray. Then you set it aside. In a small bowl, take an egg and milk, okay? And then in a shallow dish, you want to move that, okay, let's see, in a shallow dish, then you want to combine that with the Parmesan cheese, your breadcrumbs, and your herbs and spices and pepper. Add salt to taste. You don't want too much salt. Some people have an allergy to salt and it's just too much. So my advice is don't put too much salt in there, okay? You want to dip your chicken pieces into your egg mixture and coat with the crumb mixture. Now you want to move the chicken pieces in your baking pan, and you want to make sure the pieces don't touch, because you want it all cooked evenly. Now you want to coat the top of the chicken pieces with more cooking spray. You want to bake for 45 to 55 minutes, or until the chicken is tender and no longer pink inside. So that's like 170 for breasts, 180 for thighs and drumsticks. Okay, don't turn your chicken pieces during baking. Okay, if you want to, sprinkle with fresh herbs and more Parmesan cheese, or you can even throw an extra slice of cheese on it if you have it, or great black cheese, and sprinkle that on top. So it's not a really complicated recipe, but it's something that is good for you. It's oven fried, and it tastes really awesome. And when I'm in a pinch, it doesn't take long. Let's see. It makes about 6 servings. Your prep time is going to be about 25 minutes, and your baking time is about 45 minutes. Okay? So don't forget to set it at 375. And carbs per serving would be 5 grams. Okay? So if you can take this recipe and it's something that you really like, you know, some people want to do it with chicken, some people want to make it with turkey, you know, you could even make it with pork, but whatever you're trying to. And I kind of stay clear of pork just a little bit because I'm more of a chicken and turkey person, even more than beef or anything like that. I'm just, you know, just me. I've had to change basically, you know, my health around, turn it around as best as I can. So that's the best thing I can do is like, hey, every time I go to the grocery store, I'm usually buying chicken or like a roll of turkey, and I mix that with hamburger. And whatever you can do to kind of like, you know, make your health turn around. So I hope you guys enjoy this recipe, and I'm going to put more recipes on my podcast. And y'all have a good one, and I'll be back. And leave me a voicemail. Let me know if you tried it out and how you liked it. Sometimes I will make like a tossed salad on the side or green beans. And I don't know, you can make a little pasta salad. You don't want to have too many carbs, so just be careful you're balancing out. So if you have a salad, you want like a spicy rice or a, you know, like a buttery rice with salt and pepper, do a jasmine rice or zameti, something like that, rice, you can do that. To be healthier, brown rice or some kind of multi-grain rice would be good too. But just kind of like balance things out, you know. Whatever size you want. Don't eat excess, you know. You can have a lot of vegetables, but you got to be careful like on starches and things that may have too much sugar. Corn is always good. It doesn't have a lot of nutritional value. But, you know, hey, if you're having, this chicken, and you maybe have some corn and you have a different side, maybe a salad or cut up tomatoes, put some salt and pepper and some herbs on that even. That would be pretty good. Or cucumbers. So, you know, it's kind of like a balance, a mix or match. So I'll be back soon and I'll put more recipes on here. And y'all let me know how you like it. So I'll talk to you soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.